This is KUT. Buying a car. People have been doing it more or less the same way since cars were invented. You go to a dealer, maybe you haggle a little, and you end up with a car. What most people don't know is that there are laws that enshrine that way of doing things. But that's changing. In many states, the electric car company Tesla has lobbied to change laws so people can buy cars directly from the manufacturer. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, this year is the third time Texas lawmakers have filed bills to make that change here. But once again, it doesn't look promising.
The idea is you should be able to buy a car kind of like you can buy a computer, direct from the manufacturer. But the issue is about more than just consumer choice. It's about jobs, it's about technology, and if you ask State Rep Jason Isaac, it's about the future.
I visualize in the next 10 to 20 years us driving down to South Texas and passing by trailers moving up and down our interstates with no drivers.
Isaac, a Republican from Dripping Springs, is one of the lawmakers sponsoring a bill to allow direct from manufacturer purchases. He's doing it in part because, hey, someone's got to build all those self-driving trucks.
Maybe someone wants to set up and manufacture those here in the state of Texas.
But the dealership franchise system isn't how tech companies like Tesla work, and he worries the old laws are keeping that potential manufacturing away. So far, that argument has not resonated with lawmakers, and the reason probably has something to do with this guy.
Bill Walters, I'm the president of the Texas Automobile Dealers Association.
Walters told me he had 100 reasons why lawmakers should keep the status quo.
Absolutely.
I thought he was exaggerating, but maybe not.
Pretty much every Main Street merchant throughout the years has been replaced by big box stores.
He says if the bill passed, that could happen for car dealers.
Second of all, they're only going to be in the high profit markets.
Tesla disagrees, but Walters was on to the next thing.
There would be no price competition.
Again, that's open for debate, but Walters was already talking about the philanthropic work of dealership owners.
They're the chairman of the church board, of the hospital board, of the school board.
He went on for quite a while more.
Bill, you just don't get that with a factory-owned retail store.
I don't want to cut you off here, but you just talked for like 12 minutes about this without uninterrupted.
Okay. Well, you're very kind.
And that got me wondering, maybe one of the reasons allowing buying cars manufacturer direct hasn't succeeded in Texas is because the natural opponents of those efforts are car dealers. People well-practiced in the art of persuasion.
Because you're certainly very good at, you know, stating your side of the argument.
Yeah, the thing about it is we have dealers in every legislative district.
I do, and I've got a lot of dealers that are in the district I serve that are not happy with me.
That's State Rep Jason Isaac again. He says he thinks the dealers' concerns are unfounded, but when it comes to the prospects for his bill, he says he's not optimistic. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.